All right, Metalheads! Welcome to another episode of Metal Verbalizers Podcast. Today we are going to verbalize a hard-hitting, hard rock band. This time we are going to verbalize the all-female rock band, Modesty. Modesty is a band from southern Sweden that turned up the game back in 2019. So the band is very fresh and very new to the scene. It started with that the current singer and guitarist, Emily and Sanja, they got the idea of that they wanted to start a band, and from the start they wanted it to be an all-female band. This is something that we do see great success with in another Swedish band called Thunder Mother, which is a band that I personally really like. They started to look for additional members, and in a short time they found their bass player, Nathalie, and a drummer that they met through their senior high school. They also had a rhythm guitar player for a while, but she decided to move further north and focus on her studies. Also in 2020, they had a change of drummer, and brought in Siobhan, I believe it's pronounced. I'm not sure, but I believe it is. Since their rhythm guitar player left the band, they've been a four-member lineup, and as of right now, there are no plans to change that. About the name Modesty, is inspired by the old comics Modesty Blaze. As I understand it from a podcast interview that I heard with their guitar player Sanja, they wanted to call the band Modesty Blaze, but that would be giving them some issues with copyrights and such, so it got shortened to Modesty, which is a perfect name. I always prefer it when names of bands are short and snappy and memorable, and I think that we got one of those right here. Something that I like with this band is that it is a band that has a mix in taste when it comes to music. This is something that I relate to a lot. I listen to AC/DC, I listen to Priest, and everything in between. And that is just when we are talking about heavy metal and hard rock. I listen to other genres as well. This has resulted in that the band has a lot of different flavors in the music. I would define it as hard rock sound, but it is impossible to name one single band to explain their sound. When I asked the band about their image, they answered that it is up to the audience to have their own opinion, and they are here to bring joy and solidarity. They want to be perceived as a band with dreams and goals. I quote Modesty, "Modesty is whatever we want and whatever we believe," end quote. Now it is time to take a look at the music that the band has put out. As of right now, they have one EP released in 2021 called Don't Tell Me. It starts off with a song called She Made the Devil Pray to God. This is one of those songs that made me turn up the volume to full straight away. I like 10 seconds in or something. The harmonies in this song is just crazy and gave me chills down my spine because they're so damn good. Next song in line is a beautiful ballad called Impossible. I actually think that it might be impossible to not like this song. I personally love well-made rock ballads, and this is a really good one for me. Don't Tell Me How to Be a Woman is the next song on this EP. This is a song that is a little bit faster and very bluesy, and also the title track for the EP. Shallowed by the Sea is another song that is more of a ballad, again, and I got to say that the band really knows what they're doing when they write their ballads, because there is so much feel in them, and that might be one of the most important parts of music in general, with which Modesty is very successful with. The final song is called Just With You. This is a perfect song to end the EP with, because some of what I hear, I think ties everything together and brings it back to the first track that we heard. The sound in general, I would personally say, is straightforward and really good hard rock. What sticks out to me in their music is, like I mentioned before, the vocals. Especially how they blend the main vocals with the backup vocals, which gives it a huge sound. In my opinion, we need a band with this sound because it's amazing. At this point in my episodes, I usually do my concept that I call Erik's Top 5. In this episode, though, is going to be different because, in this case, the top 5 list contains not all of their songs, since there are only 5 songs. But that is about to be changed. When looking at the future for this band, we have some big things going on in this summer. The weather is getting warmer and the festival season is about to kick off. What better festival is there to attend other than the biggest festival in your home country? This summer you are going to be able to see Modesty at Sweden Rock Festival. Also, there is going to be some more music to be released as well from the band. One single has been announced to be released even before they attend to Sweden Rock. The countdown for this single has already been published on their social media, so get over there and join us in counting down the days until the release for this single. What's going to be a little bit of a surprise with this single is how the single is going to be, because they have made like 3 a little bit more fast-paced, rocky songs, and then 2 more ballad type of songs. So we don't really know anything about if it's going to be more of a ballad or if it's going to be more of a rocky, swingy song. Also, there are going to be more singles released after the festival. Who knows, maybe we are going to hear the unreleased songs at their gig. Who knows? That is only for you guys that attend the festivals as well. The dream for the band has for a long time been to play at Sweden Rock, and now they are going to achieve that goal. Of course, the goals for the band is a lot larger. The ultimate dream that the band have is, like many other bands out there, to make a living from their music and reach out with their music to as many people as possible, and preferably the whole world. If you like that hard-hitting rock that is played by bands like Thundermother and Airborne and that sort of bands, I think that you're going to absolutely love Modesty. Either way, Modesty aren't Thundermother, and they aren't for sure Airborne. Even though there are similarities, Modesty are in a way also their own thing. I think that you should absolutely give them a listen. And after that, you should check out their social media and give them a follow over there. That way you could get updates on new music and other things that the band has helped you. And at the same time, you'll help the band to reach their goal of reaching out to as many people as possible, because that's one of the easiest ways to do that. If you like what we are doing here on Metal Verbalizers podcast, we would appreciate a lot if you gave us a follow as well on our socials. Over there you will get updates on what bands we are going to verbalize next, and also sometimes we are doing interviews and tour stories where we are talking to the bands and get a little bit of an insight on how it is to play in a band today. Is it like the 80s or is it completely different? You can also be the one to give us tips about what band we're going to verbalize next. With that said, thank you very much for listening. You've been listening to Metal Verbalizers podcast, verbalizing the up-and-coming band Modesty.